Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody. Yes, I'm live on Thanksgiving Day. This is my 14th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day program. I don't know how to stop. And that's one of my flaws, I guess, is when I start something, I don't know how to stop it. And we're going to keep on doing this. I'll be here. I won't be here on Christmas because Christmas is on Saturday this year, but I'll be here the Friday before. And Nick, and you know, whenever it is back on Monday through Friday, I'll be doing that one. But we will be doing a Christmas Day show the Friday before Christmas. I'll be here. Don't worry about that. I'm very excited about having our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider back on the show. Robert Dylan Schneider has been a good friend of ours for a long time. He's been a member of my Brain Trust for over 10 years. He's one of the top minds when it comes to public relations, one of the top thought leaders in the world. His company is called the Dylan Schneider Group. He's the author of so many books we've told you about over the years. His new book is called The Handbook of Public Relations by the American Management Association. He's also the author of Power and Influence. And as I said, he's our good friend, Bob Dylan Schneider. Welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be on the show, and especially on a day like this that we're all celebrating all the good things that have come our way.
Well, we have so many things to be thankful for, so many blessings, especially as Americans, Bob, you and I do. And the thing that I like to remember on days like today, Bob, are the shoulders on whom you and I stand. And I think about our forebears. I think about our family. You and I think about, I know you and I have talked about this before. I think about my parents, my grandparents, some great grandparents that I remember, and you go all the way back to all the people, the men and the women who fought to protect us, to give us the liberty and the opportunities we have. We have a lot of people whose shoulders we stand on, don't we?
Incredible number of people that we need to be grateful to, and first among those, at least today for me, is those men and women who are out there in our military and our armed services, who are serving virtually every day in harm's way, out beyond the wire, taking risks that the rest of us don't have to take so that we could have turkey and we're safe.
Millions, there are millions of Americans, I've forgotten the number, a couple million or so, who are members of the armed forces, and hundreds of thousands of them, as you say, are beyond the wire. They're out on the front lines. Some of them may be literally in harm's way, are in harm's way at this very moment, especially in places like Afghanistan. And, of course, as you know, Bob, today, we've got a group steaming towards North Korea right now with the little dust-up that happened earlier this week. We don't know what's going to happen from that. But regardless, Bob, America has people, and we have more of these people than anybody else in the world. We have people that when their country calls them, they suit up and go. They don't ask questions. They just go, and they defend this country, and those are special people. That's what you were talking about.
We have men and women who do what they have to do. And while we're on the radio today, while people are sitting down having Thanksgiving dinner and choosing between dark meat and white meat, while people are eating those yams and mashed potatoes, there are people out there beyond the wire taking shots, literally taking fire in the situation so we could be here.
You know, two Thanksgivings, and once in 04 and once in 06, as I talked about these things, my son was one of those people in harm's way. He was in Iraq two of those years. And I'll tell you, the families also of all those people, to me, are heroes too, because they stand by them, they support them, they love them from, you know, long distances, and they wait on them, and they wait on them with great concern. And so I'm thankful for those families who support those people too.
Well, we owe these people a great debt. There are many of them that are coming back, and they're harmed in one way or another.
Yes.
emotionally, mentally, physically. We owe them a great debt. We have to do something about it. I had the chance the other day to visit with General Stanley McChrystal.
Yep.
General McChrystal was the one who was dismissed by President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him how he felt about it. And he said he got really emotional because virtually every day he ran across young men and young women who were giving their lives, giving their futures to their country.
Yeah. And I agree. And I'll tell you, folks, when you think about those families, all I can tell you about is my experience was this. It's pretty weird to have a business and not want to hear the phone ring. When your child is over there, when your family member is over there in harm's way, and you know that they are, every time the phone rings, it just touches you. I promise you that. We're thankful for those people. We're thankful for you, small business owners. 20 Till, Bob Dylan Schneider, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Ah, the joys of running your own business. The excitement of facing challenges head on. Being trampled by overpowering employment laws with steeper fines and harsher penalties. Having productivity ripped away. Choking on red tape as you sink under the oppressive weight of government intrusion. But don't worry. A good dose of financial health-inhibiting healthcare reform should do the trick, right? The Administaff Co-Employment Solution gives you the tools and resources to stay compliant, regain focus, achieve your goals, and beat the odds. We'll stand shoulder to shoulder to help bear the burden, share the employment risk, and give you the freedom to bring your dreams back to life. It's what we do. Take back control of your business. Make the call. 877-273-6011 or visit administaff.com today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.